Okay,
dude,
I'll do it.
You chickened out.
I didn't chicken out.
You totally did.
You can't make a bet like saying, if we get this, we'll do it. And then as soon as you don't get it, you're like,
that's
we'll
fine.
Still
like
do
a week
it.
Later, we'd be like, we're going to fight anyways.
It was the right time because
I was
there
ready to fight. I can't get out of it. This guy won't let me get out of it. He won't let me get out of it. He goes, I probably won't hire you again if you cancel.
Do the listeners know what's going on?
Yeah, they
okay,
do.
Good.
Okay, so
no, doesn't matter.
As long as they know, it doesn't matter.
We were gonna fight at Ellis Mania.
Yeah, and then he chickened out.
No, no, no. Okay,
and then I go,
the
how about this?
No,
if
on,
the
let
fucking
let
listeners,
let me tell you the story. Yeah, if the list, we said if we have Patreon, which is like you can don't. This is
yeah,
one of
yeah.
These episodes.
We do that on You're on the List, my podcast, which
sweet.
Is on. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, You're on the List with Brett Ernst. Brett Ernst is there. Noted Cowboys fan. So we said if we get to 1,000 Patreon subscribers or $1,000 in Patreon,
yes,
we will MMA fight. If we get to 1,000 by the end of July, and we had like 5 months to do it, we're like, cool, sure, I'll sign up for that, absolutely. And then we didn't get it.
Well,
and
we get up to 305.
It was 500. Not,
what's that?
500 out of 1,000.
Yeah.
500 out of 1,000.
Okay,
and then,
so you need 1,000, right?
Right. So we didn't get it. So immediately after we didn't get it, Sam's like, we should fight anyway. And it's like, no. We said the deal was if we get to 1,000.
Yeah, you're going to lose out on $500.
Yeah.
No.
For subscribers or whatever.
Dude, he's really good.
So he's like,
manipulating
you
right now.
He's like, you're pussing out. I'm like, I'm not pussing out. The deal was you made with the fans is if they give
$1,000
worth.
So then when we didn't make it, I'm like,
so it was done. It was done.
We should fight anyways. Let's fight.
Nah, we didn't get to 1,000.
Why don't you just do it now?
Anyway.
And what he doesn't tell you is that he fucking told everybody not to sign up. That's what he told everybody.
I said
everybody.
To save you because I cared about you.
See, here's how
I cared about you.
So let me ask you this question. If they sign up, will you fight him?
Yeah, if they did, but we
right,
didn't.
So you need 500 more signups.
No, but here's the deal. The time is over. But I was on Ellis.
See, he
I was on Jason
it.
Ellis's podcast today or radio show today.
His radio show.
Radio show today. And he goes, why don't you fight Sam? I was like, because we didn't get to 1,000 things. He goes, why don't you do it anyway? I was like, when's the next Ellis Mania? He goes, it's in 2 weeks. You want to do it? I was like, yeah, fuck it. Okay, I'll do it. And so
hold on. How come when he says it, it's like, oh, yeah, it's a fucking suddenly this bright idea.
Because he said
I said the exact same
here's
thing
why, here's
to
why, here's
you.
Why.
I said the exact same
here's
thing
why.
To you.
Because he said you pussed out. I'm like, oh, that was in October. That was 2 weeks before I filmed
you
my special.
You did puss out.
That was 2 weeks before I filmed my special. I'm not going to have a blackout
you
on my special.
You pussed out twice.
And he goes, that's fair, but why don't you do it next one? I'm like, well, sure, when's the next one? He goes, it's in September 30th. I'm like, well, actually, I got nothing going on September 30th.
Yeah, I would do it.
I do. I'll be in Atlanta at the Punchline.
I'm going to be at the Reno Laugh Factory. And I tried to get out of it, and he's like, nope. And I'm all right, like,
so then it's just a simple fix.
You couldn't even just get
fix.
Up Saturday and hire a local for Saturday?
I tried, man.
It's a simple fix. Just set a date, and then we
But
we,
no,
we
it's
do
Ellis
it.
Mania.
When's the next Ellis? So when the next Ellis
he
Mania?
In a year.
Yeah.
That's all right.
It
gives you time
does
to
it
train.
Twice a year.
We don't want to train. We want to
Sam
do
will
it.
Be 58.
He doesn't want to train.
I don't want either of us to train.
You'll be 49. He'll be 58, and it'll be a good fight.
Yeah.
That's what Ellis said. He goes, honestly, man, with only giving Sam 2 weeks, he's a fat fuck. That's smart. Because if he had 2 months, he might actually start training. With
and you're lucky. I just blew my knee out.
Oh, see.
That's why you don't want to fight. You're already faking me.
No, dude, I called him up.
I
go, dude, I got this great
opportunity. He would fly you and pay you the difference that you're missing out.
Dude, I called the guy. He said,
how often do you play
there? I can't let him out.
How often do you play there?
Well, that's why I'm trying to get in.
Are you still doing that? Are you still doing the jiu-jitsu thing?
No, I haven't.
Are you?
Yeah, I take Thai boxing.
Really? So is this going to be an all, like in...
He's an
MMA,
idiot, but yeah, he wants to do MMA.
MMA.
And he's
I don't
like
know boxing.
Five-minute rounds.
Five-minute
like,
oh, you guys are fucking high.
Me, dude.
I'm saying, why would you put yourselves through that?
Because five-minute rounds, because whole gas in 2.5. So if you do 3 minutes,
like
rounds.
I wouldn't fight you because I know I'd get knocked the fuck out. But I'd definitely
you should see
fight
his,
you.
You should see his other video where he's fighting. He's fucking in there, fucking going for it.
Yeah, that's a lot of
swinging.
It's a lot of energy exerted for old people.
But it's fun though, dude. When the crowd's cheering you on. And you like, and you duck one, you pop them, and the crowd goes,
it's like when,
oh, and I'm like, oh, that's cool.
Like when Rocky fought Spider Rico at the church?
Yeah.
I would love to watch it. I mean.
Yeah, exactly. I can't
I
believe
love it.
I don't know who I'd put my money on, though. This
I
would
can't
be a tough
believe
one.
You're pussing out. He knows boxing. I got to get him down. But here's the deal, Sam.
I know Thai boxing.
Thai
boxing. I know you fuck Thai boys.
Yeah.
But I'm not a boy. I'm a grown-ass man.
But.
Oh, shit.
That was the worst shot I've ever heard.
This is the worst shit
but you
talking
chicked
ever.
Out. You chickened
I
out.
I'm
you
ready
did.
To do it.
You did.
You
totally
to
chickened out.
A fucking shitty gig that you've never done before that he's willing to pay you for.
Well, Ari, I'm not like you where I could just turn down every gig because there's 30 more asking me to do it. I got to take the gig to get.
If you keep Ellis Mania, you never will be. Like
dude, that. I already fought Ellis Mania. You've pushed out of it three times.
Way, I thought you meant Mark Ellis. I'm like, how are you guys going to beat up Mark Ellis?
Are we going on Schmoes now?
We're doing this fight Christian. Now? That would be great. Mark Ellis and Christian Harloff versus you two in a tag team?
Yeah. And
for the fucking,
well, the key is just.
Tebow coming in just with fucking chairs.
You should fight Tebow. Why don't you fight Tebow at it?
Because Tebow's he's in shape. He'd beat me.
You think Tebow's in shape?
Yeah, Tebow's in great
shape.
He
smokes like 80 packs of cigarettes, drinks wine from a fucking box.
He's a heroin addict.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm not in good shape. He's not in good shape, but you're in terrible shape. So that's why I think, I don't know if I can beat Tebow. I'm positive I can beat you. I fear for your mother.
And you talk such game.
Yeah, that's why
you know it's never going to happen. That's the best part, because you know you're never going
to
do it.
That's why I didn't
it.
Want people to sign
you're
up, because I was afraid for you, man.
You're never going to do
mean,
it.
I would have if they got the 1,000.
I was training for it. I was getting ready.
Were you really?
I was getting ready just to get my cardio up.
Not to old school it, but remember when PJ beat up James Painter?
Hell, that was so
oh
great.
My God.
What was that over?
It was over Painter being a drunk again.
Hey, meet me here.
Yeah, he was like, you said something to insult me. And PJ was like, okay, if you want me to. And he was outside.
And he kept calling him. He's
he was on the phone with everybody else.
Were you with him?
He was no, I was here. And he was on the phone going, oh, Painter's here. And then Painter was like, oh, I'll kill you, and rush at him, and he had fucking put Painter down. He goes, yeah, I just had to put him down. And then he would get up, he put him down again. He goes, yeah, I'm sitting on top of him, holding him
dude,
down.
Dude,
does anybody know what happened?
Guys.
Raise your voice.
Guys. Try. Hey.
If you want to hear more stuff like this, go to the Patreon, you guys.
Go to patreon.com/punchdrunksports and support the show. What's the difference?
It's not a backslash, by the way. It's a forward slash.
It's a forward slash. Go there.
The difference is the right one and the
wrong
one.
You know the slash.
But, guys, support the podcast. You
support
can listen to
it.
Stuff like this. It's a lot. We had a good episode today. We always have bonus stuff with great guests like Joe Rogan and Bert.
Why
Kreischer.
Is Cumtown getting so many people?
Fuck Cumtown.
Fuck Cumtown. Support Punch Drunk Sports, where winners win.